This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. It could soon get harder for welfare recipients to receive their benefits. Federal officials are considering raising the work requirement to 40 hours a week as they work on reauthorizing the landmark 1996 Welfare Reform Act. But some people on welfare say they're already working full-time and can't do much more. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
The welfare debate has been marked by bitter partisanship. Republicans claim that Democrats won't allow any legislation through the Senate, and Democrats complain that they've been squeezed out of the debate process.
There's a lot of Washington kabuki theater going on.
That's Slate.com columnist Mickey Kouse. He says each side has points they want to score through welfare reauthorization. The Democrats want the bill to include an increase in the minimum wage, a reversal of new federal overtime rules, and more money for daycare.
They have constituencies that love daycare and also union constituencies that eventually want to unionize daycare workers.
Kouse says GOP lawmakers want welfare reform fresh in voters' minds in an election year.
The longer they can prolong it, the better they look, because they were the ones who were tough on welfare. And if it goes away, they'll have to think of something else to campaign on.
The bill has seen six extensions in 18 months since the original law expired. Two main points of contention include the number of hours welfare recipients must work and federal money for daycare. A stunning vote this week came when Maine Senator Olympia Snow, a Republican, introduced an amendment that would increase child care funding to $6 billion. The Bush administration opposed the measure, but Democrats and Republicans defied the White House and passed it by a wide margin. Brookings Institution senior fellow Ron Haskins says the Republicans only supported Snow's increased child care amendment because it's an election year.
The reason I think that there was overwhelming support is that Republicans voted in confidence that the bill was not going to be finished, that it would never actually become law.
Kouse of Slate calls the 1996 Welfare Reform Act a rare case of a successful social reform. Since its enactment, welfare rolls have dropped 60% despite the recession. A Brookings Institution study has documented an unprecedented increase in the number of single working mothers in the workplace. But social activists point to welfare recipients like Nick Fairplay and Elizabeth Meadows, who are already working 40 hours a week and still find it hard to make ends meet. In a workshop clouded by a fine mist of marble and limestone dust, Fairplay is carving pieces that will eventually become a client's marble fireplace. Hand-drawn sketches of the piece are laid out on a nearby drafting table.
A sort of palladio fireplace, and then there's a carving of the Last Supper.
Fairplay looks fleetingly at his work. He could never afford to own it. In fact, after the economic downturn, he and his wife Elizabeth Meadows can barely afford the basics for themselves and their three young boys, Joshua, Samuel, and Jordan, who's homesick today with a cough.
Jordan, are you okay with the books? Do you want some more books?
Yeah,
more books? You know, you're going from one shut-off notice to another and juggling money because you're waiting for a check, you know, and then you get the check and you pay off as many things as you can, and then you're waiting for the next check. And, you know, you're working as hard as you can.
Meadows and Fairplay have been on public assistance for 2 years and say it helps them to afford health care for their children. Meadows wonders whether she'll ever work enough, though, to pay the bills. With her art degree from Carnegie Mellon, she was hoping to augment the family business income with a second job.
I mean, I thought I was going to be teaching at the community college and just found out, oh, you know, budget cuts. It's like, you're out of a job, so.
Senate Republicans are expected to call for a vote later today to end debate and go to a vote on welfare reauthorization. But because of Democratic opposition, it will likely fail and the bill would be tabled. The law would then expire at the end of June, and Congress would be forced to file another extension. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.